This poem is dedicated to Robert Taylor of Airdrie. It was he who told me about his mother Margaret, my wife's grandmother, naming the vessel Eddystone at her launch in Grangemouth in 1954. Her husband Jack Taylor was superintendent for the Clyde Shipping Company, and it was him who arranged for Margaret to do the naming. Jack played a major part in the design of this vessel. So much, in fact, that in the Clyde Shipping Company, it was referred to as Jack's boat. Here we go. Launch of the Eddystone. My heart is beating quickly as I enter the gates of the yard. Guests show their invitations as workers clock their cards. I'm anxious, I'm nervous, but excited as well. Jack holds my hand as we head to the ship. He knows I'm nervous, I can tell. I see the ship up close, and I'm amazed at its size. Jack, you got me into this. Are you wise? I shake hands with the owners. I meet the chairman of the yard, and we climb the stairs to the platform where I have to play the trump card. I name this ship Eddystone. God bless her and all who sail in her. And I smash the bottle on her bow. I hear a bell ring, a man shout, and the noise of axes and hammers from below her belly, but she stands still. I stand shaking in my shoes, thinking the worst. Oh no, she's not going to move. Then I sense movement. Yes, she's moving. What a relief. And as if like magic, she flies down the slipway. My heart is pounding as I hear the crowd cheer. She gracefully hits the water, and happiness replaces my fear. In the water, she sits so beautifully. I'll never forget this day, for the memories made will never go away. Stanley Bruce, 28th of May, 2020.